Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Skip on down to verse 53. I wanted you to see this because all this flows together. Verse 53, when Jesus had finished giving these illustrations, He returned to His hometown Nazareth in Galilee and taught there in the synagogue and astonished everyone with His wisdom and His miracles. Keep reading. How is this possible? The people exclaimed. He's just a carpenter's son. Did you hear that word, just? We know Mary, his mother, his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, Judas, and his sisters. They all live here. How can he be so great? And they became angry with him. In other words, who does he think he is? Coming around talking all this big stuff. We know him. I mean, my brother works with his brother down at the convenience store. My auntie helped change his diaper. His daddy fixed a plow stock for me one time. I mean, who's he think he is? And Jesus told him, a prophet's honored everywhere except in his own country and among his own people. And so he did only a few great miracles there because of their unbelief. Now go to Mark's account of this, Mark 6. Read this together. Mark 6 and 1. I'm reading in the New Living Testament now, the New Living. Jesus left that part of the country, Mark 6, 1, New Living, and returned with his disciples to Nazareth, his hometown. The next Sabbath he began teaching in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. They asked, where did he get all this wisdom and the power to perform such miracles? Then they scoffed. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Scoffed, mocking. He's just a carpenter. The son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon, and his sisters live right here among us. And they were deeply offended and refused to believe in him. And then Jesus told them, a prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his relatives and his own family. And because of their unbelief, he couldn't do any mighty miracles among them except to place his hands on a few sick people and heal them. And he was amazed. Have you heard this phrase before? He was amazed, but this time it wasn't good. Can you see the other end of the spectrum? He was amazed at the centurion's faith. He said, I hadn't seen faith like this anywhere in the whole country, among all of God's covenant people, among any synagogue. I never seen faith like this. And here, he's amazed at their unbelief. And it hindered the anointing on Jesus' ministry. Did you see that? Back to verse 5? Didn't say he chose not to do some things. He what? Couldn't. You look up this word, that's exactly what it means. Couldn't. What do you mean Jesus couldn't do something? He's operating as a man, anointed by the Holy Spirit. Even though he's God, he's not operating as God. Well, if unbelief hindered the ministry of Jesus, it'll hinder any other ministry, any other anointing since then. He couldn't do any mighty miracles there. Now the centurion got a mighty miracle, didn't he? The Syrophoenician woman got a mighty miracle. These folk didn't get mighty miracles. Where can we see the difference? Here's a very simple thing. With the centurion, we see great respect. Don't we? Great respect. Great deference. Humility. With these guys, what do we see? Just the opposite. No respect. Disrespect. Respect and faith go hand in hand. Unbelief and disrespect go hand in hand. Can't separate them. Honor, respect's another word for honor. Now, it got worse, this disrespect at the cross. Have you read about what happened in the mocking there? Let me remind you of it. In Matthew 27:39 at the cross, I'm reading the Living Bible again. Matthew 27:39 at the cross, people passed by and hurled abuse, shaking their heads at him and saying, "So, you can destroy the temple and build it again in 3 days, can you? Well, then come down from the cross if you're the Son of God." Why are they saying such things? Who's behind this? The devil. I mean, if you'd have been there, you'd have seen these people and you'd have heard these words coming out of their mouth, but you're hearing the devil. You're hearing straight from the devil. And we need to identify these kind of things because he hadn't changed. He's still doing the same stuff today. And when you hear this tone, and when you hear this sarcasm and mockery and disrespect, you are hearing the devil. You're hearing it. And you want to shut it off. You certainly don't want it coming out of your mouth. Amen. You do not want to be a mouthpiece for the enemy of God. Verse 41, the chief priests and Jewish leaders also mocked him. Now here's the leaders of the synagogue. Here, the chief priests that have spent all their life studying the scriptures. Supposed to be men of prayer, men of faith. They're out here jeering at the master. He saved others. They scoffed, but he can't save himself. So you're the king of Israel, are you? Come down from the cross and we'll believe you. He trusted God. Let God show his approval by delivering him. Didn't he say, "I'm God's son"? Oh, friend, do you feel like me? I don't ever want the spirit of that kind of words coming out of my mouth. It's straight from the pit, straight from the devil himself. And of course, how much faith is in this? None at all. There is zero faith. More disrespect you see, the less faith you see. In Luke 23:34, Luke's account of this is enlightening. Also the Living Bible. Luke 23:34, when they nailed Jesus to the cross, he said, verse 34, "Father, forgive these people. They don't know what they're doing." And they didn't. The soldiers gambled for his clothing, throwing dice for each piece. The crowd watched and the Jewish leaders laughed and scoffed. He's hanging on the cross, suffering, and they're laughing at him. He was so good at helping others, they said, "Let's see him save himself if he's really God's chosen one, the Messiah." Why am I talking about this, friends? Certainly, we want to appreciate what Jesus has done. But we're still talking about living by faith, day in, day out. You can't separate faith from respect. Respect for God, respect for his word. Respect for his spirit, his people, his ministers, his ministries, his church, his things. And we live in a generation that is so disrespectful. The rebellion sown in the 50s and 60s has now multiplied. We've got generations of folks that have never known honor and respect. That's right. Their parents didn't teach them any because they weren't taught any themselves. No respect. If you never show respect to people, you don't respect God either. You don't just flip a switch when you come in church. Now you're all respectful. You are what you are. And if you have honor for God, it'll come out in honor and respect for people, for His things. And what does this have to do with me and me living a good life? It's your faith that's on the line. Without this respect, there is no faith. There's no faith. There's no coincidence that the greatest faith people, the centurion, the Syrophoenician, are the people who had the most humility and the most respect. The people who got nothing. Jesus was amazed at the centurion's faith. He's amazed at these people's unbelief. The people who got nothing, the most disrespectful, sarcastic, scoffing and mocking. Notice this, though, how in the midst of this something good could come out. The soldiers mocked him, verse 36, offered him a drink of sour wine. And they called to him and said, "If you're the king of the Jews, save yourself." Verse 39, one of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed. "So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it." Disrespect and stupid. But the other criminal protested, "Don't you even fear God when you're dying? We deserve to die for our evil deeds, but this man hasn't done one thing wrong." And then he turned and said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Respect in the midst of such disrespect. Can you see this? Did he honor the Lord right there? Watch what happens next. The Lord honors him. Jesus replied, "Today, you're going to be with me in paradise." This is a solemn promise. Woo! Even though the whole world around you is spewing mockery and sarcasm and disrespect, in the midst of it, even if you're a lone voice, you can express honor. You can show respect to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.